Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't always make every right decision in baseball and have those years filled out perfectly on paper. You have to have some feel, and you got to have a culture, and you got to have things that aren't quantified on an analytical scale. All these things matter. And when you get a player like Rafael Devers to your ball club in a place where it's known as pitchers friendly and maybe not so much hitter friendly, you basically have put a shot of adrenaline in your clubhouse that typically works out pretty well.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. That was John Smoltz, Hall of Fame pitcher. Pretty good reliever, pretty good starter.
Good golfer.
Now works on, he's a 1.2 handicap. He's a 1-2 handicap.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I looked up him and Jerry Rice. I can't remember which is which. One's a 1.5 and one's a 1.2.
Interesting.
I'll take Smoltz in that match.
Yeah. I will too.
Looking at the American Century Celebrity Championship coming up in Tahoe in about 3 weeks.
Yep.
Last year, Jerry Rice was like bottom third.
Yeah.
Struggling.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I know he's older now. He's an older golfer. And, you know, it happens to all of us. But if he's posting his scores regularly.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I don't know if the GOAT is a 1.5 anymore.
He takes it very seriously, though. Yes. Oh, my God, he loves his golf and his golf outfits.
Oh, my gosh.
Very seriously.
And you would think that because of the way he conducted himself on the field with that little
flash
white
80.
Towel. And,
flash 80, he's aware of how he looks.
Yep.
He's got it.
I think there's nothing that will stop these guys from competing at, like, the highest level. It's just like, I feel like for Jerry Rice, I don't know about Smoltz, although he conceals it maybe better than Jerry Rice does, but those guys want to kick anybody's ass in anything at any time.
You're 1,000% right. Kobe used to say that he would race his daughters. Like, it was like who could get to the table to eat dinner first. Like they will, and everything is a competition.
Yeah.
All things, all the time.
Yeah. I remember just a couple summers ago, Dibs, we had a family get together and we like to do crossword puzzles.
Okay.
My sister made a crossword puzzle for us each day, but it was a contest who could get it done the fastest.
Gotcha.
There wasn't as much enjoyment as there should have been.
So she created the crossword.
Correct. Not without she like printed out seven old New York Times crosswords and then she put everybody on the clock. And it just was a little less enjoyable.
Yeah. The beauty of the crossword is, you know, you wake up in the morning with your coffee and you skim through and get what you can get, and then you go about your day, and maybe you grab a break where you've got to see a man about a dog, and you got 8 minutes, and you bring it in there, and you maybe fill out a little bit more, and before you go to bed, you top it off with what you can do, and you see how you did, and you circle back to tomorrow's.
Yeah, does anybody ever finish those? My dad does these all day long, and I've never asked him.
The minis. I think that's about it.
Do you finish?
The
or do
Monday,
you just always...
the Monday I could come very close, if not finish it, and as you get down to Friday, I might get a third of it right.
Yeah, Saturday's even tougher.
And forget you guys, Sunday. That thing is a monster.
Yeah, but you guys are talking like the newspaper thing.
Right.
Like, you can also get these, like, you can get a book of them. I'm sure you can print stuff out online.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's not like a staircase effect like you guys are talking about.
Correct. I have a book of Los Angeles, a few papers, like the New York Times, obviously, has their own. The LA Times has their own. I believe the Washington Post has its own. And you can get the books of them for like, you know, a year's worth.
I mean, you know, people's Evan's age here are like, I'm sorry, LA Times and New York Times, what is this you speak of? I've never heard of these.
I might be the only person my age to know.
That's true.
Because
you're a bad example.
Well, I really do enjoy a nice Sunday San Francisco Chronicle.
Do you really?
I swear to God.
Hard copy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What does that thing run you? $7?
It's usually like $4.50.
Yeah. Do you get the newspaper delivered?
No, I don't get it delivered. I'll just walk to a place.
You go get it.
Oh, yeah. Grab a cup of coffee, like read the funnies, and go through the paper.
Funnies.
You're such a throwback.
I love
it's
it.
It's unbelievable.
The best stories are in the Sunday paper. It's also, you know, because the cutbacks where a lot of the original content is. So, yeah, I'll just go through the paper if I got time.
Amazing. I haven't picked up a newspaper in probably 15 years.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the game last night?
Sloppy.
Not a clean game by
the
Giants.
It was Schmitty.
Yeah, very Schmitty. Yeah, when he did that thing on our show a year and a half ago about that ball got Schmidt on.
Yep.
I sit that like that play on words now goes through my head in about 8 different ways when I watch him play now. I know that he had 2 grand slams last weekend. One of them did not matter and was weird, but one of them really did, and so that was a lot of fun. But good Lord. I mean, let's just dive right into the question. Would you have sent him? I would have sent him. I don't care if it looked like he was going to be out. Casey Schmidt's not getting a hit off of Class A. Period. He's not getting a hit.
Well, if that's your approach, then we have a bigger problem than do you send him or do you not send him?
No, I mean, I think every lineup in baseball, maybe save one, you've got people in your lineup that have holes in their swings. And Casey is one of them, and he's a temp. Got a good temp job. It's his third baseman of the Giants.
You just mentioned he hit 2 grand slams over the weekend. So
right.
You could say that he's at least lukewarm, if not hot.
One of them was off of a utility outfielder.
Did he hit it over the fence with 3 runners on base?
And that doesn't count.
And didn't he come up with the bases loaded to end the game?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
How can you pinch hit for him then?
Well, you couldn't because you had already used your good pinch hitter, by the way.
Melvin was probably thinking, I'm sitting pretty.
We're
going to get the run in or we're going to win it on a grand slam.
I mean, look, if we live in the age of analytics, what is Casey in general? A 220 hitter? I would argue against Class A, you're looking at a 15-20% chance that he gets a hit. I've got a better than 15% or 20% chance that Jung Hoo Lee scores on that fly ball.
Well, you also have to add in the fact that he can draw a walk, which is a part of what would be a positive result. You could also
last
add in
the
hit by pitch.
Yep.
And you could add an error.
And a wild pitch. Sure.
Yeah,
these are all
outcomes that add up to more than just 15-20%.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of like make the other team make a play. And they might have made it. But they've got 3 or 4 things that they need to go through to execute that play. You catch the ball. You got to throw the ball with accuracy. The catcher's got to handle it perfectly. The catcher's got to get the tag down without dropping the ball. The catcher's got to do that without getting called for interference. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on there. I don't know. To me, it felt like a higher percentage that he scores than Casey gets a hit.
Same outfielder who hosed Casey at second previous inning. He's got a very good arm.
He's actually got the third best arm of their outfield, but they have a good outfield. But throwing the ball to second base from left field is not that's not a difficult throw.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people I was sitting around, it was very split. But in real time, I did not look at that as a send. And it's because partially who is in left field, and not even just because he made the throw earlier, but like Stephen Kwan has a very good arm.
Yeah.
And that ball would have beat him by 15 feet. And the only reason that, I know it bounced away from the catcher, but if you look at the play, the only reason it short hops him is because he has to come up to the ball because he knows that Lee's not running.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's a perfect one hop to home plate your guys out. So I just think that there's more things that can go wrong than the at-bat than trying to test a multi-time gold glove left fielder on a play in which his momentum is bringing him towards home plate.
I hear you.
That's just me.
I hear you.
I couldn't fault Williams for not sending him.
No, I don't fault him. I get it. I would have sent him. That pitching matchup for Casey Schmidt in that moment did not feel like something that was going to go well. And it went exactly the way I thought it would go.
I wonder as a third base coach if you are thinking about that, like, you know, Casey against Class A and a fly ball to left, if you're thinking I'm going to be more aggressive, or if you're just trying to coach the situation, because that was not an easy call for a third base coach.
No.
And you're thinking, I think if I send
job.
Him in
his... Yeah, it's his job to be...
It's a difficult job.
But those scenarios have to be in his head.
But I don't know if part of the scenario is Casey's up next, and I don't think that he can hit Class A. I
absolutely think that if Matt thought that it was a 50-50 proposition, you send him, for sure.
Class A has also been beatable this year. And he'd given up two hits and walked the guy in the inning.
No doubt. I hear you. Those were to the Giants' middle of the order hitters, though.
Yeah.
You're going to treat them differently. And we know that Casey goes out of the zone. Casey does not have a good eye. He does not command the strike zone well. He swings at bad pitches. And so he threw him sliders low and away, and he swung at him. You know, I hear you guys. I'm not saying it was an easy call by any stretch.
You got to be encouraged, though, by that, like, first game with your new bat. I know you only got two runs, but you get 10 hits, and you do have 13 opportunities with runners on base. Like, I know that they only scored two runs yesterday, but I actually thought that their offense looked markedly better, like night and day difference.
I agree with you completely. I thought the whole lineup, the feel of the whole game as you go through the lineup, felt completely different. Look, that ballpark is always going to spit out a lot of 3-2 games. Is one baseball game. I'm not like down on the offense. I'm with you. I thought the whole thing looked different. We know that in theory it'll get even better. Matt Chapman's going to get added to that lineup. Wilmer Flores will be back in the lineup tonight. I thought the whole thing felt different, and I thought Rafi did great. That's a presence at the... He was exactly the presence at the plate that you would hope. That's what I felt.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get to third.
Hey.
I hear you.
He's not Springsteen.
Do you know what his nickname is?
He's not born to run.
What's his nickname?
Did you hear about his nickname from June Lee, who's covered him in Boston?
No.
Apparently likes ice cream.
Uh-oh.
They so call do
him,
I.
They call him Two Scoops.
I just had two scoops.
You had two scoops?
I went up and got two scoops.
You didn't have to try to stretch a double into a triple, though, last night.
I didn't. Or tag up.
Did you
up
ask
on
him for a second scoop?
I did.
Okay.
Well, he asked me, do you want a second scoop?
Oh,
and,
okay.
I looked at the cup, and I went, I do. And yeah, not like Steve Kerr. No. It was definitive.
Yeah.
Do you want a second scoop? I do.
Man.
And then we had a second scoop.
Sixth floor, fellas, as you get out of here at 2:11. Yeah. It's going to be there till 2:30.
Ice cream social.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sonny's not eating today, so.
Anyway. Are you fasting today?
Well, I had a breakfast sandwich, but that's going to hopefully be it for today.
That's it. Yeah. Are you doing, like, intermittent fasting?
I'm going back east for a buddy's birthday party that my daughter's getting married the week after. Can try to drop a quick six, Mark.
Okay, so you're not doing, intermittent fasting. You're essentially, cramming for a weight test.
I'm doing intermittent fasting consistently, if you know what I mean.
This is a classic.
For a week.
This is a Steiny mirror
like
diet.
Not, like, intermittent so fasting would be if, like,
six.
For the last 6 months, on Wednesdays and Saturdays, I only have 200 calories a day.
This is more.
You're
like,
I have a test next week and I'm going to stay up all
exactly
night.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right.
And I've done this once before.
Just cramming.
How'd it go?
It went very well. I was on a road trip covering the Warriors in Houston, and I was going to a wedding in Palm Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there were going to be a lot of people there, women that I knew from college.
Oh, a lot of women.
And so we had to put it on the fast track.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing now. You know, so...
Who are you trying to impress next week?
Oh, my buddies back east.
Oh.
You know, the guys I went to college with. I can't be coming back in there disheveled and sloppy.
You don't look disheveled and sloppy.
I'm going to look even better next week.
All right.
Not in that sweater.
I thought at age 60 you stopped caring what other people thought. That's what I thought. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You'd be surprised.
All right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. What? Here's my issue with Casey Schmidt. If Devers gets caught on a play like that, you want to strangle him. But Casey Schmidt is not good enough to get picked off on a play like that. Like, you just, And if you saw the replay, I'm not sure what he was thinking, because you can tell he picks up the flight of the ball, but he continues to kind of meander toward third, where I was thinking, okay, you see it in the air, you got to stop right here, and you got to make sure that ball gets down. But he kept drifting, like, toward third. Terrible. Mark, we had first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. And what happens?
Yeah, they lost the game.
Now we got a runner on first with two outs.
No, but why are you saying that that would be okay if Devers did that?
Because Devers is good.
No, that's not okay. No adult should do what happened last night.
But especially not the guy who's one of your worst.
Wow, and in theory, by the way, apparently his foot is also still really hurting him. He should have, he should have had a double on his hit.
And what happened?
He should have had a double.
What happened was,
he's not moving well.
He fouls the ball off his front foot, and in the recoil, he sprained the other ankle. So it's not the ball hitting the foot. It's the fact that he sprained his ankle.
Or both. I'm sure both don't feel good.
Yeah, this is just according to sources that it was the sprained ankle that's giving him problems. So you don't have a great ankle right now. Your other foot probably hurts. So where are you going? Maybe that's the reason why he's drifting, because he feels like if it does get down, he's got to bust it to third because he's hobbled. Either way, in that spot, you can't afford to do that. And then, unfortunately, in the ninth, he's the last out of the game in a second spot where he could have done something to atone.
You know, we're like looking at the Giants going, okay, now they got a lineup. We know they've got a great pitching staff. Are they a bad base running team?
Yes. And I'm worried about their defense, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're worried about their defense?
Yeah.
Why? What part? Yeah.
Well, Adames. And
that's been annoying. That didn't hurt him, though, last night. They got away with it.
You know, Ramos scares me a little bit.
Well, he's not a great defender.
No.
He's not a terrible defender, but he's not a great. When you bat like that, you can be mediocre in the field.
What I'm really worried about is apparently we're going to have a first baseman soon who's probably not going to be a good fielder.
That's probably true.
Or if a lefty's on the mound, you're also going to have a first baseman that's not very good, because Flores is probably going to play first.
That's kind of what I meant, either one.
Him or Devers.
Flores is fine.
They don't want to play him there, Mark.
No, but it's not because he's not good at it.
He breaks down, he wears down.
It's because his knee hurts. Because his knee hurts. Yeah. Well, you could bring up Bryce Eldridge and have him make errors too if you want. He had another homer last night.
Well, what's that? What are his numbers updated?
Got five hits and three of them left the yard.
Yep.
Yeah.
His OPS is about 600, maybe 580.
I get you the numbers.
Yeah, it's
let me tell you what the most unfair thing was last night, because I just saw him. Them asking Daniel Johnson to hit late in that game. Dude, he got option yesterday.
Twice.
Probably was on a bus to Sacramento, and then they find out Encarnacion strains his oblique. Then he has to come back to San Francisco, and then they throw him into the game in the most important situation. That was the most unfair thing that I've seen. I've realized, you know, you're a professional player, you got to go hit. There was no chance that he was going to come through in that spot against Class A.
Dude, Guru does that every day. To Sacramento and back, sometimes back, and then he comes back again, and he always puts on a great show.
That's true.
All right, what number do you want on Eldridge? What do you want? What's that?
Batting average.
Yikes.
174.
Slugging.
370. Uh-oh.
That's respectable.
OPS is 620. 2-for-4 with a bomb last night.
It's a good thing they got Devers.
2-for-4 with a bomb. Yeah.
Where'd they play?
By the way, he got 8 hits.
Oh, 8.
And 3 of them are homers.
Okay.
All right. Where'd they play? Yeah, Salt Lake.
Yet to play a home game, because they were supposed to play Tacoma and Sacramento, but the field needed a rest. So they ended up, I think it's going to end up being an 18-game road trip across three cities. And because we talked to Zach Beirute, play-by-play announcer, and he said, yeah, I'm going to a friend's house in Tacoma to use his washer and dryer because I got to do laundry. Life as a minor leaguer.
Hey, did any of you guys watch the game on TV last night?
All of it.
Okay. Does anybody know if that old couple was able to get into the boat?
Yes. Did you see at the very end, you saw them go underneath the overwalk.
What are you guys talking about?
There
no
was
idea.
A couple out in the outfield. This was classic.
No, McCovey-Co.
Yeah, something. Classic Kruk and Kipe, where the cutaways in between pitches are of an old couple that are trying to get, what would you call that boat? What is it? How, what would
like
you
kind
name
of a
that?
Kayak.
It was not, yeah, but a soft one.
Right. It was like a inflatable kayak.
Yeah, that you'd buy on Amazon. Yeah. And they're walking down the rocks, like they're literally trying to make their way down the rocks.
How old is this couple?
Not old,
like
but
70s?
Like, I mean.
Late 60s?
Okay.
70. Yeah, maybe a little older than Stein.
Shut up,
like,
Willard.
Yeah, like they're both on intermittent fasting. And so they're walking down these rocks, and they're trying to get the boat out in the water, and the boat looks like it's kind of half stuck on the rocks and like bending in half. A woman is trying to find her path down the rocks and slipping and
she's
falling.
She's slipping.
Yeah, Kruk and Kipe were in the zone. And then they cut back to it like 20 minutes later when it finally was like they're setting sail. But it took them a while.
I was actually a little worried.
It was very
like I was looking at the setup, and they clearly couldn't pull the kayak alongside, and I was like, they got trouble.
Yeah, it was trouble. Kruk's comment was the best. He's like, this is one of those where it was like, man, the idea sounded really good in the garage this morning.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think they made it. They made it. I don't know if they're still married, but they made it into the water.
Right. Yeah, that was
at risk of the relationship.
Yeah, for sure. She did not look happy with what was going on.
I recently had one on our trip to San Diego where you get the rental car and you had checked the car seat. And so you get the car seat, and now I'm trying to install the car seat and the rental car.
That's the worst.
And, you know, the little girl is hanging in there great. She's starting to fuss, and we're 15 minutes in, and now tensions are high. And you're in the third floor garage, and you got carbon monoxide issues, and Mila needs a nap, and I'm just sweating. And now the profanity's flying back and forth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so
are you latching him to those latches that are underneath the
you
seat?
You latch him and
there's
latch him.
There's no hand pain. Like
God, knuckles bleeding.
What in the hell? Who came up with this system?
Can't there be like a tensile device where you push a button and it just goes and it like hydraulically will pull? So what you have to do is you double latch and then you thread the strap through, and now you're pulling with all your might. Because if the seats jiggle, you can't use it.
You got to call me more and tell me about these, because these are the things that make me feel good about having teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Because the mental warfare that takes place with the teenagers has replaced the absolute knuckle bleeding putting those kinds of seats in the car. So it helps me. I feel better about my life if you would tell me the crap that you're going through.
And I'll tell you more tales of having to carry her up and down stairs at 56, because anytime you have to go upstairs or downstairs, I always ask her, do you want to walk or be carried? Carry! And you got to carry her and 6 stuffed animals and a blanket.
Stop asking that question and just make her walk.
Well, sometimes she doesn't want to walk.
Well, then we stay right here at top of the stairs and you don't eat.
Yeah, you can hardline teenagers, but you're going to starve a 2.5-year-old?
No, you can't.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we're dealing with the same sort of pushback.
Look what happened when the Red Sox tried to hardline Rafi Devers. He ended up on the other coast.
Well, they blinked. The Red Sox blinked, and they shouldn't have blinked.
Like, Have you guys found anybody outside of Boston? Oh, look at the TV, Steiny. See? There they go.
Oh my God.
We're watching the replay. That's them.
That is them.
Top of the seventh inning.
That looks a little too deflated, quite frankly.
Yeah, that was part of the problem because they were sitting it on the rocks for like a half hour.
Gotcha. Decided to go home.
Anyway, have you found anyone outside of Boston to say something bad about this guy?
The only thing, we had June Lee on today, writes for Yahoo. He was the writer who wrote about the S show. And he just said, the worst thing he said was, Devers could have handled it better.
I think most people would admit that. I think most people would say that he could have done something to defuse the situation. But at the end of the day, it seems like it was sparked by their treatment of him or his perceived disrespect.
Yeah, I feel that about most things that I do in my life. The next day, I'm like, I probably could have handled that better. Like, that's not a big deal. And so, could he have? Sure, I guess he could have just been like, where do you want me, coach?
It kind of reminded me of the Jimmy Ward thing, though. Like, Jimmy Ward didn't want to play the slot because he was in a contract year and it would deflate his value. But, like, eventually he did it. You know, it wasn't like he said, I ain't playing there.
Yeah.
Because, okay, like, what are we going to do? You're going to get cut. And you can't cut Rafi Devers. But I don't know if they would have cut Jimmy Ward, who eventually just gave in and went to the other position.
That's at the core of all of this stuff. It's at the core, like all these players, it's at the core of why the Kuminga thing is kind of the way it is. Like, these guys they're looking at contracts. I think Devers was looking at even things like Hall of Fame. It's like, if I just become a DH, this devalues and lowers kind of who I am as a player. I don't know if that's ego run amok, but that's at the core of a lot of this stuff. Jimmy Butler, too.
Well, and what's at the core of me right now is getting out of here because I have a tea time, and it's 2:12.
Where?
Over in Alameda.
Okay.
I'm going to be leaving 95.7, the game.
You're going to shoot 95?
Well, I'll tell you tomorrow, Mark.
Okay.
And I'll tell you on 95.7, the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.